This is Lorne Green. He knows she's coming, riding furiously toward him, but Leroy wants to pretend her coming doesn't matter. Still, his blood races.
Morning, Mr. Dunn.
I didn't think I'd see you today, Amanda.
You're seeing me now.
It's real good to see you, Amanda.
You don't act like it, Leroy.
Well, it's good to see you anyway.
You're worried about Daddy, aren't you?
You know what the judge said.
Who cares? Leroy, listen to me. Daddy doesn't run my life.
Well, maybe not, Amanda, but he runs everybody else's.
He runs you, that's for sure, because all you want to do is punch cows.
I like my work, and I like being close to you. That's all I got in this world just now, Amanda. I'm not going to ruin it.
It's no good, Leroy.
Whatever's got to be done has got to be done on my terms.
That's still no good. That's double no good. That's impossible.
Mercy, Amanda. You got to go to college, right?
There's no time.
I'll be on the next train behind you.
You will?
I love you. I told you that 100 times, and I mean it.
Hold me, Leroy. Oh, my. Daddy!
Pack your gear, Leroy. Done your fire.
It's my fault, Daddy.
Tie your mount behind. Get in, daughter. And you'd best keep your distance, Mr. Dunn, if you know what's best for you. Clear?
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Fence Cutting, by Andy Nance. Our stars, Corey Burton, Joan McCall, and Parley Bear.
That evening, Amanda McMillan argued Leroy Dunn's innocence before the bench of her skeptical and wounded father, the Post Oak County judge.
I feel awful about this, Daddy. The boy wants his job. That's all he wants. He wants to punch cattle, that's all. He doesn't want me. I just had to tell him goodbye, that's all.
But the longer Amanda pleaded, the surer the judge became of his decision. He was about to deny her appeal when a surprise witness, his foreman, Corny Gines, interrupted the proceedings.
I can get them 200 into Sweet Creek with the boys I got, but none of them ever been on a cattle drive, sir. I gotta have Leroy if you want to take him to Shuckville.
Judge McMillan quickly calculated the difference in freight rates and then announced his decision. It was a parole, not a reprieve.
You tell that boy if I catch him with my daughter again, he'll spend the remainder of his wasted youth behind bars.
We leave Judge McMillan to plan the education of his daughter and the incarceration of her suitor. Just now, Corny and Leroy return with a new bull for his honor's herd.
Mercy, Cornelius. There's only 2 men in this whole county who could have done what we done.
You're pie-faced. It's Mr. Gines to you.
Well, we drove 200 steers down 18 miles of state highway without knocking down a fence. That's something.
Ain't nothing at all.
It's talent, Mr. Gines. God-given, but ours nonetheless.
Won't be no call for it, Leroy. These sodbusters are getting thicker than fleas on a stray dog.
All one stiff drought and they'll all be gone.
No sod, no trees, one stiff drought and this land blows away.
The land just don't blow away, Corny.
You ever been in a dust storm, son?
Why, I was riding for the Lazy A when we was halfway to Olead. She begun to blow up.
All that dirt didn't come from heaven, Leroy.
Well, what's a man to do, Corny?
I'm going to work for Mr. Sly next month.
Cornelius Gines pushing broom? That's a sight.
Well, it ain't no career, Leroy. Beats digging post holes.
Who's digging post holes?
Now you are, if you stick around. See that animal in front of you? You could slide a board under him and iron you Sunday linens with his brisket.
Well, surely the judge is going to eat him.
MacMillan won't pay no $5,000 for steak. This here's a breed bull.
Well, what's a man to do, Corny?
Get straight, for one. The judge is up there on his porch.
How's he to know we've been drinking?
Your breath could back a boar hog off a pail of slop. Now shut up and stay mounted.
Well, lads, how many fences do we have to mend?
None, sir.
We delivered them. Not so much as a scraped hide.
Straighten up, Leroy.
Good work, Mr. Guyne.
Well, thank you, sir. Leroy here is quite a cowboy.
Hello, Miss Amanda.
Back in the house, young lady. This man is drunk.
I seem to have slipped, Your Honor.
Mr. Guines, Mr. Dunn here is drunk. How do you explain that?
It weren't his fault, Your Honor.
If Sheriff Parker had caught you, he'd have run you both in for public intoxication. And you, Mr. Guines, for giving drink to a minor.
Now, I only stole a few nips when Corny wasn't looking.
Corny, is it? A few nips, is it?
Get off your tail when the judge is talking to you, son.
It ought to tote more than half a jug, sir.
How'd you steal all that whiskey from Mr. Guines?
Didn't seem like stealing, sir.
I bet it didn't. I'll bet Mr. Guines was passing that jug around like it was the Lord's own redemption.
Now, that's not the case at all, sir.
This the jug in question?
Yes, sir.
When did you first see this jug, Mr. Dunn?
The Oakside Ford, sir.
And you saw it when Mr. Guines raised it to his lips?
I suppose so, Your Honor.
And how often did you see Mr. Guines raise this jug?
I don't know. Twice, maybe.
And how often did you drink from this jug, Mr. Dunn?
I don't know. Every time we stopped for water, I guess. Now, I'd stand between the mounts where Corny... Where Mr. Guines couldn't see me, and I'd take a long swig, maybe 10-12 times.
Explain this to me, Mr. Dunn. If you only saw this jug twice, how did you take 12 long swigs from it, sir?
I don't know, Judge. I must have cut my eyes from it once.
Judge, is it, huh? I'm going to have to talk to you, son. Mr. Guines.
Yes, sir.
When you and my lads are on the trail, you represent the Flying M. And I don't treasure the thought of my lads traipsing through the country looking like stumble bumps.
Sorry, sir.
Now take these animals out to the barn before they finish off the rest of my day lilies.
Bull too, sir?
Most especially that bull, Mr. Guines. See that he has a clean stall and plenty of feed.
Yes, sir.
Well... What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Dunn?
I don't know, Your Honor. I like working for you.
I wish I could haul you over to Sheriff Parker right now. But you're such a sorry excuse for a liar, you'd take Cornelius with you, and I need Cornelius.
I'd make it up to you if you'd keep me on, sir.
Now, how could you possibly do that?
I'd try real hard, I guess.
There's only one thing that riles me more than you, Mr. Dunn. You know that? And it's those Rookweiler lads. They came hat in hand to borrow my money, and I lent it to them. Then they turn around and claim a big hunk of my land under the Homestead Act. And they need their fences cut about as badly as you need to pound rocks. That's how I feel.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not going to fire you right now. I want to see you first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Now, of course, if I heard somebody cut the Lutweiler fences, well, I'd feel too good to fire anybody.
Uh-huh.
You're looking a little ill, son. Maybe you'd better head back to the bunkhouse. That's all, Mr. Dunn.
Yes, sir.
Leroy, squat down over here. I got the chili on, and there's plenty of hot coffee.
Thanks.
I'll tell you one thing. A man's not in trouble until he's got to depend on you lying to get him out of it. you feeling sick?
I'm fine.
You sure now?
I walked it off.
You're in a fine steady. What'd the judge say?
Nothing.
He fire you again?
Maybe tomorrow.
Well, I'll take care of him tomorrow. Here, eat some chili.
Oh, no thanks.
Still feeling a little rough?
No.
You know, you're going to have me snarling and pitching on the ground if you don't tell me what the judge said to you.
He says he wants the Lutwiler fences cut.
And you told him to go to hell, I hope.
No.
Well, that was a mistake, son. It'll cost you your job.
It'll what?
Well, you should have told him to go right to hell, right then and there.
I don't follow you, Corny.
Well, I've been riding for the judge a good while, nearly 5 years now. And I know the old buzzard pretty good. Underneath all that there Your Honor stuff, there's one tough man. Probably the toughest old hoot I know.
Yeah?
In fact, Leroy, if you'd have told him to go to hell right then and there, you'd never have to worry about him again. Now, as it is, well, he knows you've been thinking about it.
He'd have fired me on the spot.
No, you ain't listening, son. I'm trying to tell you something.
Now, the way I see it, I got till dawn to get them fences cut.
There ain't no sense in it, Leroy. The judge is going to fire you in the morning no matter what.
We'll see.
There's lots of work around. Maybe you'll get mine if you take to heart what I told you about the judge.
I got a job now, and I'll have one tomorrow.
The issue ain't fences, see? The issue is you and the judge.
Well, it's fences tonight. It's me and the judge tomorrow.
You know what I think? I think the thought of being too far away from Miss Amanda has addled your brains, boy.
Back off, Corny.
I see I'm going to have to hog-tie your carcass to your bunk.
Catch me first. Yep.
Come back here. Leroy! Leroy! Boys, mount up! Leroy's lost his fool head!
The men of the Flying M are lathering their mounts through the inky night, hard on the trail of Leroy Dunn.
Well, we lost him, boys.
Well, Mr. Gines, I see his track there, not more than 5 minutes ahead.
Let's get some shut-eye. What do we want with that fool anyway?
That's what I say.
Cornelius had to turn the boys back right then. He didn't want them or their tracks around the Lutwiler place. And that was a good decision. Leroy had ridden so hard he was already into the Lutwiler corral, hanging off his mount like an Apache horse thief, dead set to cut fences.
Giddy up! Help!
What's doing out there?
Get your guns, Bubba! The judge has come here to burn us out.
I don't see nothing, Brother Buck. What in tarnation are you doing?
Yonder, Bubba, get your rifle, quick!
You left the damn corral open.
Hell, I did! It's some Flying M boys, I tell you.
Mom never taught you to lie. You called yourself a Lutwiler.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
Now you got the damn horses running all over creation.
I could have swore I saw a sorrel in the bunch, Bubba.
You saying things, Brother Bud. You saying things. Now go get them dogs quiet so's I can get some sleep.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I truly am sorry. One of them horses wore a saddle.
You just saying things, Butchie. I know how bad you want to drag them cowboys through the dirt. Be patient. We're going to get our chance soon. See to them dogs before I smack you again.
Damn dogs!
Leroy knew those dogs the Lutwilers ran would eventually give him away, so he cut the Lutwilers' horses loose. It was a good move, except for one thing, which Leroy didn't count on, but wouldn't catch up with him until first light when he was nearly done, when he had most of the boundary fence cut at 8-foot intervals.
Get your guns, Bubba. The judge done cut our fences.
You well-pissed.
Oh! Now, why'd you have to go and poke me for? I didn't cut no fences.
If you hadn't left that corral open last night, we'd have had horses to catch that sneaking varmint and sprang him up.
String him up? You think we can, Bubba?
We can't even catch him, you babbling idiot.
The car? We can catch him, Bubba. We got the car. There he is, Bubba. Don't kill him, Bubba.
Turn loose, you idiot. What's wrong with you?
You kill him or can't hang him.
I won't kill him, Butchie. Watch out for that tree.
Mercy sakes.
We'll catch him on the bridge and I'll bulldog him down.
We can hang him from the trusses.
Look at Butchie.
He's shot up river. Bubba, he's getting away. Kill him. Kill him.
Leroy charged the sorrel up and down the riverbank, never quite feeling secure, until he heard the last round plunk into the water out of range.
Yee-haw!
But if the Lutweiler brothers couldn't catch him, Mr. Rattler only had to lunge from the outcropping rock.
Girl! Girl!
Leroy pulled his pistol. But he knew he couldn't use it. There was no choice at all. If he could stay conscious against the pain in his shoulder, he could roll into the river before the Rattler struck again. The muddy water revived him and stifled his screams. It also carried him back toward the Lutweilers. He tried to swim out of the current toward an eddy, but he had only one good arm. It was no use. Luckily, the current carried him under a pile of brush.
Thank you, Lord.
Unluckily, a pair of cottonmouth moccasins had chosen the very same brush pile on which to sun. But they also chose to ignore Leroy that day, having fattened up on frogs. Still, Leroy waited under the brush pile while the Lutweilers looked for him. Leroy eyed the white bellies of those two snakes, all the while visualizing his face swelled up as big as his arm swelled now. Despite the cold water, it was the size of a melon by the time the Lutweilers gave up looking and drove off. Then there was nothing to do but struggle through the brush, fighting for his consciousness against his pain, until Leroy collapsed that evening on the judge's front porch.
Leroy? Oh, Leroy.
Don't. Here.
What's that for?
Cut off my shirt before you try to lift me. No, cut it here.
There. Now, come on, I'll take you inside.
No, that daybed over there.
You come inside, Leroy.
No, honey. Your daddy would have a fit.
You're hurt. To hell with daddy. Oh, all right. That's quite a story, honey. But why'd you do it?
I don't know. I just felt I had to, Amanda.
Never take Daddy at face value, Leroy. Never again, okay?
I don't understand.
You wouldn't.
You think I'm stupid, don't you?
It's crossed my mind. It's okay.
What's okay about it?
It's the kind of stupid I love.
Hell of a note.
You're cute when you lose.
You ain't never seen me win. You may not like it.
I'll take my chances. Shh. Now, Daddy's coming. Mr. Dunn's hurt, Daddy. He needs a doctor.
He needs about 2 to 5 years.
No.
I'm taking him in. I've got no choice.
He needs a doctor.
The sheriff will take care of that.
What are you trying to do, Daddy?
Get inside. I'll deal with you later.
Despite dire warnings, Judge McMillan has found young Leroy Dunn with his daughter and is driving him to jail. Is that coincidence or connivance? Only the judge knows for sure.
Let's hear that story again.
Again? Like I said, Your Honor, I ran into the fence and bunged up my shoulder. I got mad, so I cut it.
Now, that's got to hold up, son, because the Lutweilers found a horse in the river with my earmark on it, and in the saddlebags a fence-cutting tool with my brand on it.
Now, don't worry, sir.
You're still alive after this long. That snake bite's okay.
I know.
Now, don't worry about the outcome. I'll see you get probation.
That's trusting you a lot, Judge.
You have, too. Besides, probation means you can't leave my county.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I'll explain this to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I am not fooled by your indifference, Mr. Dunn.
Any problems with your daughter will go away when I do.
Maybe. Maybe she loves you.
Looks like that's what you got to bet on or against, Judge. And I gotta gamble on your luck. Bad odds both ways.
You're probably a pretty good poker player.
Too broke to be much good.
Thanks for bringing him in, Judge. There's a big bunch of mad settlers out looking for him. He's a good boy.
Well, maybe a little time in the pen will make him a man, Sheriff.
Sheriff Parker! Los vigilantes are back!
That's a hot bunch of folks, Judge McMillan. Maybe you ought to get out of here the back way.
Thanks, Sheriff.
I want to look over the polecat who cut our fence.
Yeah, that's right. Bye, Sheriff. I'm going to take care.
The prisoner ain't allowed no visitors.
Come on, Baba. Let's go in and get him and string him up.
Now, all of you. All of you. Back off from here.
Just who's going to make us, Sheriff?
Now, hold on, Sheriff.
Back off. Easy like.
You ain't scaring me.
Senor Sheriff Parker give you a choice, I think. Back off, or back off holding your entrees, comprende?
We got riots, dagnabbit!
Shut up, Butchie. Come on.
We ain't gonna string him up.
Come on, folks. Courthouse saloon. Drinks are on me.
Those Rootweiler boys sure know how to spend the judge's money.
Is it true about no visitor, Sheriff?
Huh?
Can the prisoner see a visitor, like me?
Huh? What are you doing here? Aren't you Judge McMillan's daughter?
I'm Amanda McMillan, Sheriff.
Domingo, there's a bunch of ranchers down at the saloon. Rhodes Ranch, Box End, some of the Flying M. Better go see what's brewing.
Si, senor.
If there's a fight, you stay out of it. Come get me, huh?
Si.
All right, Miss Amanda. But don't take too long, okay?
Sure.
Good to see you.
You don't act like it.
I'm a little surprised.
You gotta get out of here.
It's a little late for that.
There's a mob out there ready to hang you.
They won't hang nobody.
They can. They got a law on the books during the range wars. Fence cutting is a capital felony.
You read your dad's books?
This is serious.
Yeah.
I'll help you break out.
We done agreed this is serious, honey. Let's be a bit more practical.
Look, Leroy. Daddy's going to put you away. This ain't serious. It's desperate.
He won't put me away, Amanda.
You don't know my daddy.
He's got a bigger stake in this than you realize, Amanda.
There's no time to argue.
You. That's his stake.
What?
He's on to us. He knows he'll lose you.
He already has.
He knows more about us than we do.
Never mind him.
He knows I love you.
You didn't know that before?
Not like I know it now.
I've known that for some time now.
You McMillans ain't any smarter. Just quicker.
It's time you held me, Leroy.
Señor Parker! Un combate grande en la cantina!
Let's go!
We're alone now.
Later. We gotta move.
You got a file in your purse?
Better.
Blowtorch? A dynamite?
Keys, silly. Daddy's keys.
Looks mighty like my day to swing.
Come on.
You sure?
Trust me.
That's what your daddy said.
Hurry, the Lootwilers are coming.
How do you know?
I don't now. Come on. But I bet that saloon brawl is a draw.
The Lootwilers couldn't draw Cal Patty with a stick.
You never know. Get in.
You didn't bring horses?
The other side. I don't know how to drive.
You should have brought horses.
Why?
Oh, never mind.
Hey,
Baba, he's gone.
What in tarnation?
You said we was going to string him up.
Parker's in the judge's pocket, the rat. Let's go.
We don't know where he went.
He took the shortest way out of the county. He had to. Come on, we'll hang that skunk yet.
What are you doing, Leroy?
This is my favorite spot on the river road. We ought to let this Betsy cool off.
There's no time for this, Leroy.
Not as much as I want. Not near enough.
What are you talking about, Leroy?
I saw some dust about 5 miles behind us.
What are we stopping for?
Now, one flat and that's the end, honey. Your daddy's coop just ain't made for this. You ought to brung horses.
I'm sorry, Leroy. I guess we'll just have to take our chances.
No. You go on as far as El Paso. I'll meet you there.
We're in this together. We can't split up now.
Look at Amanda. There's going to be trouble. I can handle trouble, but I got to do it my way. I'll see you in El Paso inside a week.
No, Leroy, we're wasting time.
Amanda, if you want to be my woman, you got to start doing what I say.
You know better than that.
Uh-huh. I want to marry you, see? I love you, and I want to marry you, so I got to get this trouble cleared up first. You see that?
What if they hang you?
Amanda, I think we got the luck of love. I know things could go bad, but I just don't see myself hanging, you understand? Sometimes, Amanda, life comes down to that. You just got to hope, that's all. I want you to have hope just this once. I'm due a win, you know.
I love you, Leroy Dunn.
You better get going. They're on the bridge by now.
I don't know how to drive.
You're a smart lady. You'll figure it out along about San Leon. Now get!
My horse is tied behind the jailhouse, Leroy. A week?
Hurry! I hear him on the grade.
Green again, and here's the fourth act of the fence cutting. The Lutwilers rounded the grade out of the river valley to find a lone cowboy in the middle of the road.
It's him, Bub. Let's string him up.
You fellas wouldn't have a hank of line I could use, would you?
It's him, I tell you.
Sure don't, mister. You didn't see a rider slapping leather to beat hell go by, did you?
I can't say I have.
Now, don't you lie to me, boy. I've been following his dust for 5 miles.
It's him, I tell you.
You see any tracks in this sand?
Grab him, Bubba!
Will you hush up, Butchie boy? Been fishing, have you?
Something big took my line.
Well, we might have something back there. Let me look.
That's Leroy Dunn himself. Grab it!
We got him down. Stop kicking, Butchie.
We gonna string him up now.
He won't be fit to hang.
What do we do now?
Bind his hands behind him, like.
Why?
Here's some rope.
That's hanging ropes. Go back.
Well, ain't we gonna hang him?
Sure we gonna hang him. We gotta bind his hands first.
Why?
Here's some leather. That'll work.
Why we gotta bind his hands?
So he won't struggle so.
Can't we see him struggle?
Will you hush up?
Come on.
Here.
Now, blindfold him.
Why?
We gotta do it proper.
Don't you peek now, cowboy. Gag.
Get away. It stops the screaming.
Oh.
Over here. This oak looks good.
We need is a horse.
There's some horses coming up behind us.
That's Parker and a posse of cowboys. You eat it.
Now, what do we need a horse for?
Well, the prisoner's got to have something to stand on.
Bring up the automobile, Butchie.
There ain't no room, Mr. Lutwiler.
Butchie, what are you doing? Stop!
I'm trying, but I'm sliding.
Wait, I got some tow chain. We'll get you out of there.
This ain't going to work. Hey, Butchie ain't moving.
Okay, son. I'll hitch my car to yours.
Hey, here comes the sheriff.
Can't we just hang him and be done with it?
Looks like they're raring for a fight.
Where'd all these cowpokes come from?
Get all of you. I got my prisoner. Anybody who comes near my jailhouse gets a gut full of lead. They understand?
Well, son, I can charge you with jailbreaking, car theft, horse thieving, and fence cutting. Not to mention malicious mischief and inciting a riot.
And kidnapping like Señor Lindbergh, no?
Now, the judge hasn't complained about that yet. Nor the tools you took from him or the keys to my jail. Now, what do you got to say for yourself, Dunn?
I don't know, sir. Seems like a cowboy's work is never done.
Muy mal, no?
Pretty bad, Domingo. Looks like you're going to be a lifer, Dunn. And since you're a jailbreaker, here's a set of stripes to wear. Got to take you over to the judge's chambers. He wants to talk to you so he can decide how to charge you. Holler when you're ready, son.
Okay, Sheriff.
And no one's in the street except old Lindholm.
Still, get your pistol belt and rifle. You don't know when that mob will hit town.
See?
Here's a prisoner, Judge.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff. You can go.
He's a jailbreaker, sir.
I can take him, Parker.
I reckon you can, sir.
Well, I guess you know the probation deal is off, son.
I didn't know there was a deal.
There might have been. If you hadn't busted out and started a riot, you're going to do time for that.
Maybe.
Oh, if you think you can implicate me, you ought to know you don't stand a chance of that in this county.
I'll stick to my story.
It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But I have you in here for us to find out what you did with my daughter.
I know.
Way ahead of me, are you?
Yep.
Well, you'd better tell me where she is.
You'll find out in good time.
The only way you're going to get out of prison before old age is to tell me where she is.
The only way you'll see her again in your lifetime is if I meet her where I said I would, and soon.
That's impossible, of course.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to let it happen anyway.
You know, Judge, when I told Corny about you and the Lutwilers, he said I should have told you to take a leap, but I didn't. I took you at your word, something your own daughter told me never to do again. So it seems to me this whole business is all you're doing, and it makes me mad. It's going to make me mad for some time.
I don't follow.
Well, Judge, since you made these arrangements we're discussing, it seems to me it's your problem. If you got a problem with these arrangements you made, and you might, considering where they leave Amanda, it seems to me you can afford any price you gotta pay to unmake them. It gets a little cold being the only desperate man around here when I got no bigger stake in this than you. I think you've got problems with these arrangements. It's not my problem anymore. You see that?
I take it you're not going to tell me where my daughter is, then.
If I see her again, I'll ask her to write you.
I'll find her anyway.
A lot of good it'll do you when you do. You understand that too, don't you?
As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Dunn, it's all settled. I'm going to take Parker and Domingo over to the saloon where we will discuss your charges. Now, since you won't tell me where Amanda is, I'm going to ask for kidnapping. You stay here till we get back, and you'll get everything you deserve. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mr. Parker. I need a stiff drink.
What about my prisoner?
That near lynching ought to keep him cringing. And he won't get far in those stripes anyway.
In that case, we'd be honored, sir.
If anyone knows what happened to Leroy Dunn, he's not telling. There are a few clues, however. First, the horse Amanda McMillan rode in on disappeared. Where it was tied lay a rumpled set of jailbird stripes. But the strangest thing was this. Cornelius Gines was hauled off to jail for parading around town in his union suit. Now, some insist it was due to his friendship with Leroy Dunn. But others argue he was the victim of Demon Run. Maybe we'll never know. Unless we go to El Paso.
El Paso!
Where is she? Where's my woman? Amanda! Over here!
Leroy!
Amanda.
Leroy.
That's my woman.
Twelve years later, the Dust Bowl blew away the judge's fortune and drove the Lutwilers to California. Leroy and Amanda Dunn left El Paso to establish an automobile dealership, which survives to this day.
Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you five nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Fence Cutting, was written by Andy Nance and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Lorne Green. Our stars were Corey Burton, Joan McCall, and Parley Bear. Featured in the cast were Norman Alden, Marvin Miller, Dawes Butler, Tyler McVeigh, and Jack Carroll. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by the King Coil Posture Bond Mattress. Its unique bonded construction assures comfort and durability year after year. The King Coil Posture Bond Mattress.
This is Andy Griffin. Join us tomorrow at this same time. I've got another story I think you'll find riotously amusing. ¶¶